My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 17th, 2010. State your full name, please.
I'm Robert Gentry Perryman.
Your date of birth and your present age.
My date of birth is November the 20th, 1922. I'm presently 87 years of age.
Where are we recording this?
We're at my home in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at 7th and Boston.
Was that a home or where were you?
My home, my parents' home at that time.
At 7th and Boston. In 1922, I guess that wasn't that unusual to be born at home.
I'm not sure where I was born as far as whether it was home or at the hospital.
Okay, when I asked you where you were born, you said 7th and Boston.
Yes, as far as I know, that's where I was born.
So you're not sure?
Well, that's what I was told.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then we have to believe that.
Yeah, correct.
You were born at home. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother that expired early, and then I have two brothers that are currently dead.
What was your mother's name, her maiden name?
Daisy Gentry.
Where was she born?
Around Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Is that where she grew up?
Yes, for a period of time. She came to Tulsa as a young lady on a covered wagon and started a little millinery shop here.
Came from Arkansas in a covered wagon.
Correct.
To Tulsa.
That's what they told me.
Did she talk much about that covered wagon experience?
No, she didn't.
Was that a whole family that came?
No, it's just her.
In the covered wagon?
Well, I'm sure she came with somebody, but it wasn't any of her family.
Hmm. Your father's name?
My father's name is Arthur Robertson Perryman.
Where was he born?
Well, he was born in Tulsa County. We had a little farm off of 131st and 145th East Avenue, and I believe that's the area he was born at.
And then he obviously grew up there. Do you know how your mother and your father met?
I do not.
Your father was Creek?
Yes, sir.
Full-blooded?
No, half-blooded.
So he's half Creek and half...
whatever else.
Right. What about your mother?
I really don't know.
Okay. Let's trace your family background. Let's talk about that, which goes back to the beginning of Tulsa. For the record, the earliest settlers to this area were the Native Americans in 1836. A band of Creek Indians, the Lochapokas, came from Alabama. The five civilized tribes came to this area as well. The Cherokees, the Choctaws, the Chickasaws, Creeks, and Seminoles all came to the area between 1828 and 1836 by way of the infamous Trail of Tears. That journey ended under the branches of the Council Oak Tree, which is at 18th and Cheyenne. They called the new settlement Tulsi, or Tulsi, meaning Old Town in the Creek's native tongue. Tulsi is the same word form which Tallahassee, Florida takes its name. And Florida is the original home of the Muscogee people. So we'll begin with Benjamin Perryman, who came from Alabama, and he was a Creek Indian, came to Indian Territory in 1828 with six sons and two daughters. Bob, you're related to Benjamin Perryman.
That's true. He'd be my great-great-grandfather.
Did you hear stories in the family about Benjamin and what he did?
I did not.
Benjamin's son, Lewis, had 16 children, had five wives.
Correct.
And three of his sons are known as George B. or George Beecher. We have Josiah, or J.C., then we have Lewis, and then we have Thomas Ward. And Thomas Ward, to you, is...
my grandfather.
Your grandfather. I have here that in 1846, the first Lewis Perryman built the log cabin trading post near what is now 33rd and South Rockford Avenue.
I don't know that it was Lewis, but that's where this log cabin was built, and that was the first post office until George Beecher Perryman built his home near 41st and Utica and had a place there for the post office.
Then we have George Perryman. He lived on a farm near Tulsa in 1879. His ranch house was known as the White House.
Right.
What can you tell us about that?
I lived not far from there when I was growing up, and that was at 41st off of Utica, and I would say south of 41st, probably 50 yards, and it was a big white ranch house with a porch that went completely around the house, and I don't know how many rooms it had. They had a stables. They had horses there. I used to go back there and ride a horse periodically, not very often.
Who was living there at that time?
That was George Perriman and Aunt Rachel, his wife.
Can you describe George Perriman?
No, I really don't remember him.
But you remember riding horses there. How about Aunt Rachel? Do you remember much of her?
I don't.
They are your great uncle and aunt.
Correct.
Then we have J.C. or Josiah Perriman, who's the brother of George. He lived on his farm 10 miles south of Tulsa, and then he was the postmaster.
Correct.
Then the Indians gave the post office a name. Tulsa was named after Tulsa Town, the old Alabama town of the Indians.
That's my understanding.
Let's talk about the Perriman Ranch. It's one of the biggest in the Creek Nation. What do you know about the Perriman Ranch?
I just know that it had multiple thousand acres and that they had a lot of cattle on it, but I do not know the dimensions of it.
Extended from 21st to 71st Street and from the Arkansas River to Lynn Lane and Broken Arrow.
I know my father had some land at 31st Street and 145th East Avenue, an L-shaped segment of land. It was a total of 80 acres. But his sister had some and his brother had some, and he just bought their part so he would have the whole property. Subsequently gave it to his children.
And today, 95% of Tulsa sits in what was once the Perriman land.
Yes.
About Aunt Rachel, she was the wife of George Perriman. She was of French and Creek descent. They were married about 1868, a few years after the Civil War. So again, you remember going to their place. You would have been how old?
13, 14, 15. And when I went back there, Utica was a dirt road from 31st to 36th. Then there was a segment of pavement on Utica from 36th, and it did not go all the way to 41st. There was a big ravine just before, say, 50 yards proximal to 41st Street, and the concrete ended. And that was eventually corrected, but at that time, it ended there.
It said that everybody loved Aunt Rachel. She fed everyone. They say even the infamous Dalton gang might have come through there.
That's my understanding.
And that her home was a home for 24 orphans. Do you remember any of that?
I do not.
Do you remember when she sold her downtown house?
No, and I'm not sure where it was located.
Well, when she sold the downtown house, she sold it for $60,000. She demanded the money be brought to her in cash, and she took the money to the bank herself.
Sounds like a Perriman.
Then she had a residence at 6th and Boulder.
I think that's true, yes.
The site was used for the First National Bank building, 6th and Boulder. City wanted to buy it for use as a courthouse, and she wanted to be paid in gold because she didn't trust U.S. currency. And then Aunt Rachel and George had children, George B. Jr., Mamie, Robert, Abner Q., Ella, John H., Mose, and Emma.
I didn't know any of those.
And Monetta Tripp is the granddaughter of Mose, who was the son of George Perriman, Sr.
George would have been her grandfather.
Yes. Mose was the son of George Sr., so then that would make the grandfather of Monetta.
Right.
The Perriman Cemetery at 32nd and Utica, Tulsa's oldest private cemetery. George is buried there, and Aunt Rachel is buried there.
I think that primarily people that are buried there are the George Perriman family. I was raised in the corner of 31st and Utica, and at that time my father owned the land back to the cemetery on Utica. That subsequently has three homes on it, but at that time we had some livestock back there.
Let's talk about your father, Arthur Perriman. What did he do?
He had a job with the Gypsy Oil Company until, I guess, the Depression came. He did own some real estate. Well, this was before the Depression, but he owned a half a square block between 7th and 8th on Boston. His brother then owned the other half of the lot between 7th and 8th on Cincinnati. So they owned a square block between Boston and Cincinnati between 7th and 8th. When I was growing up, on the corner of 8th and Boston, there was a service station, there was a battery station, and there was an apartment he had built. Subsequently, that was sold, and now the First Presbyterian Church owns it. The other half block, my uncle owned. There was a Chevrolet agency on it, and it was Dick Winchell, Midwestern Chevrolet. But now the church owns that also. So that complete square block now belongs to the First Presbyterian Church.
Did you hear stories on how George Beecher Perriman acquired all this mass acreage? Do you know how he amassed all this land?
I do not.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is, for that period of time.
Right. And you always thought that the whites were taking land away from the Indians, and here he was
accumulating it.
Yeah. He was a very strong personality, obviously. We have Benjamin Perriman, who came from Alabama. He was a Creek Indian, came to Indian Territory in 1828, had six sons and two daughters. Benjamin had a son, Lewis. And Lewis, you tell us there.
Lewis was the son of Benjamin. Lewis had five wives and multiple children. And of the children, there was Josiah and George Beecher and my grandfather, Thomas Ward. And he had others, but I'm not familiar with them as much as the ones I've mentioned.
There's a Legoose that you don't have any recollection of.
I don't. I've seen it in print.
Do you know any of the history of the Creeks, traditions of the Creeks? You talked about five wives. That was normal, I guess, for the Native Americans back then.
Well, yes, probably Native Americans.
Right. Do you know some of the traditions of the Creeks?
I've never exposed to that.